Global interest rates are currently at extremely low levels, and we at Coronation believe it is likely to stay at these depressed levels for quite some time. Now, let me just quickly take you through the main argument why it is so. If we take the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, very recently, in speaking to Congress, he described the U.S. economy as being, quote, unusually uncertain, unquote. Now, if the biggest expert of the U.S. economy and the person who gets access to all the latest data, if he finds the situation unusually uncertain, then certainly a group of investors in the southern tip of Africa can hardly find the outlook terribly certain. Now, in line with this uncertain outlook, because the global economy has recovered from the deep recession, the recovery seems to be running out of steam. To use an analogy, it's like a plane that's taken off from a standstill at the airport and has soared upwards, but has now reached a certain level of altitude and is flattening out. So we're at that point where the acceleration of the recovery is over, and we are now at a minimum in a flattening off level. And for some people, the disappointment is at the sort of altitude that we're flattening off. So we are experiencing not an acceleration in growth anymore, but a flattening of it, and at a fairly low level as well, lower than we've experienced during the first part of the 2000s. Now, with that as a backdrop, we think that monetary policy, interest rates especially, will remain very, very loose. So interest rates will remain low, and governments will continue with a policy of quantitative easing or the printing of money. The reason they'll do that is, A, because the economy is lacking a bit of steam and pace in the recovery, and B, because of the tremendous constraints on the fiscus, which is government finances. Tax revenues have really fallen away. Government expenditure continues to run at a very high level, so most governments around the world have to grapple with these huge deficits between what they spend and what they collect in taxes. And as they try and address that, and raising taxes or curbing their own expenditure, that in itself will also put a dampener on economic growth. Therefore, interest rates are likely to go nowhere in the near term. If we now step back to South Africa and how it will affect us here, we believe that our own economy is also growing at a subpar rate of growth. Inflation has fallen to very comfortably low levels, below the midpoint of the target range, in fact. And there's very little pressure on the Reserve Bank to hike interest rates here as well. In fact, the pressure is probably on them to lower interest rates at least one more time. And even if they don't, then we think the current levels of interest rates, already significantly lower than we've become used to, is likely to remain at current levels for at least another year. So especially for retired people who have to rely on interest income to make ends meet, they are already complaining about the low rates of interest, and that is likely to continue for quite some time. So for savers, interest rates are low and likely to remain low for another year at least before going somewhat higher, but we think fairly slowly at this pace.